Sir Ken Robinson believes today's education system is outdated and no longer serves the needs of a rapidly changing world. He was the keynote speaker at the BoardsDoc conference, where more than 100 clients of this paperless document company, including a number of school administrators and school board members, attended. Robinson is passionate about rethinking education, and he thinks we need to start rebuilding the foundation rather than constantly refining an old system. Data, he says, shows that over the last 35 years, class sizes have gone down, education spending has doubled, and yet the rate of literacy among school-age kids has remained the same. Even more disturbing, he says, is that nationally, about 30% of high school students and as many as 60% in some inner-city locations are withdrawing from school early. He says if schools were run as a business, then with results like that, they'd be out of business.
If you ran a business and you lost 30% of your clients every year, you might stop and ask whether it was your fault, you know, or whether it was the client's.
Robinson's careful not to criticize educators who he says are doing the best they can with what they've got to work with.
I know that most of the people who work in education are completely heartfelt about it and are doing, you know, their best to make this system operate. What I'm saying is that there are features of the system taken as a whole, and often of the political pressures that are feeding down on the system, which are not healthy for the sort of education system it now needs to become. And part of what I'm arguing is that the world is changing so quickly that the way we face the future is not now to simply keep doing better what we did in the past. It has to evolve. It has to change now.
With a shift in the education paradigm, he says teachers would move away from lecturing to facilitating small discussion groups in which students learn from one another. The teacher then rotates between the groups and helps guide the discussions. Students, he says, have an appetite for learning, but that seems to disappear when they're put into school. What's needed, he says, is a system where students can discover their own talents and abilities and not just follow a strict regimen of subjects which really don't interest them.
The role of a teacher isn't just to know their material and then to stand at the front and go through it all. It's to find ways of engaging people in the material. Imaginatively, I give a lot of examples of that in the book I wrote, Out of Our Minds. My wife, who was a brilliant teacher, used to have 45 kids in her class, 10-year-olds. She got them working in groups, in teams, on projects. My background was in drama. I mean, that's the lifeblood of drama, is to get people working in teams and groups. Kids teach themselves an awful lot. And I think if teachers take the pressure off themselves to be the person at the front, and they see themselves as, instead as enablers of learning, kids get a tremendous amount from working together.
While Robinson criticizes the large role that standardized testing has assumed in education today, he recognizes that some testing is necessary.
There are some areas in most disciplines, you know, in languages, like do you know how these verbs work or don't you? Areas of mathematics and science where that's true. But there are whole other areas of education which don't lend themselves to that sort of approach. And my argument is not against all forms of standardized testing at any price. My argument is against the culture of standardized testing, where it's become the primary means and the dominant influence on the way people look at teaching and learning. It's become a kind of dead hand on the vitality of schools.
While an education revolution is needed, he says it's really a very long-term process and, like a garden, needs to be cultivated and tended in order to flourish. Change isn't easy, he says, and there are a lot of moving parts.
You know, education is not a simple process. It has lots of different interest groups, from parents to the kids themselves, to teachers, to unions, to politicians, of all stripes and colours. So, the last thing I want to do is to oversimplify it. But I do feel that one of the complicating factors at the moment is that politicians at the national and state level too often go into command and control mode. You know, they believe they can tell teachers what to do, that all they have to do is specify standards, that all they have to do is introduce more testing, and suddenly the system will right itself and be back on its feet. And the evidence everywhere is it doesn't work. And if it did work, I wouldn't have anything to say about it. But it doesn't work. And what I'm arguing for is what does work. I'm not offering a theory. All the work I've ever done all my life in schools and with school districts in different parts of the world illustrates the point that if you make teaching personal, if you introduce more creative approaches to teaching and learning in school, if you have a broad curriculum, if you have deep ties to the local community, you get better schools and higher achievement. You just do.
That's author, educator, and speaker Sir Ken Robinson. His newest book is Finding Your Element, How to Discover Your Talents and Passions and Transform Your Life. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.